This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
65-pound receiver defensive back, so special teams already off to a great start in this game.
Auburn likes to send receivers wide. Right now they have Nathan Ellis out here set out wide as Tripps set out to the left side. Got a wide receiver on the right side as the quarterback, Timmy Stewart, is in the backfield all by himself, and he's going to run the draw and not get very far there. As good collapsing on the defense, Nick Hogan for the North Mac Panthers comes up with a stop. Very minimal gain. Going to bring up second and nine.
Trying to run right up into that interior line of the North Mac Panthers, trying to test it out early, show their offensive line. They get a little confidence, but play one goes to North Mac.
And so it will be a second and nine. Again, the wide receivers, only this time Stewart's going to have one back in the backfield with him. They'll send Hayden Smith in motion. Going to look for him as he ran the down and out pattern, got behind the corner. Safety was there, however. Brandon Hipsher made sure he kept him in front of him. Pass was overthrown, bringing up a third and nine.
Well, it looked like a good route and a good pass. It just didn't, like, meet up in the right place, which is very unusual for that Auburn passing attack. It's usually pretty precise and accurate.
Well, there's a situation where the corner can release that guy behind him and not worry, knowing that he's got a safety on that side to pick him up deep. This is a passing situation, third and nine. I'm not sure what every down may be a passing situation for Auburn tonight. As Sturt goes back, he's got pressure. He gets the pass off. It's incomplete, just a little too high. Intended receiver, Hayden Smith. And so the North Mac defense does their job here on the first series. It should be punt time. I say should be because we've seen in week one already that that isn't always the case with high school football.
And we saw a great fake punt last week in that Hillsboro Paina game, Roxana punter took off for a first down. So
Spencer Ricas is back to punt, the 6'1", 175-pound junior. The return men, way deeper than it needed to be, as that ball's going to come down on about the 40. It's going to roll out of bounds on the 36. So North Mac going to start on their own 36 with good field position here to start things off. So Brown and Hipsher didn't even get a chance to run that one back, as it was a kind of a short kick. And we were very impressed watching the kicking in the pregame. That's a little bit surprising.
Yeah, it really was. Both their kicker and their punter really kicked the ball well, so that is a shock. And wind is not a factor.
No, Brandon Hipsher is going to come out here as the wide receiver to the right. We're in that pistol formation, quarterback in the shotgun formation, as he'll send the man in motion. That will be Brown. They'll roll out looking for receiver, just a little underthrown, as making the cut to the inside was Hipsher. The pass was thrown to the outside, incomplete, second and 10. We might note also that North Mac didn't get a whole lot of warm-up time on this field, as they did their warm-ups back on their campus and then drove up here with a little bit of a late arrival. Maybe that's psychological. I don't know.
Yeah, a little bit. Got here in time to run through some offensive plays and get themselves ready to go, but get that pretty field back at home. You want to use it.
Cade Smith is going to set up over to the left of the quarterback, as he'll be the power back. Snap is high. Quarterback's going to try to take it and turn the corner, and he's not going to get anywhere. So he's going to be swarmed under at the 30-yard line. Going to be a loss of about six. Going to bring up third and 16 for North Mac.
Hayden Smith made the tackle on that play, but it was really blown up by Tyler Lancaster, defensive tackle for Auburn. Got into the backfield, got good penetration, and really made Keenan Kirk bow that play out and helped make the play for the Auburn
right
defense.
And he gets in the backfield at 5'10", 240 pounds. That's good mobility for a big guy. Third down and 16 for North Mac. Wide receivers left, two of them to the right. They'll run that little screen pass to Cade Smith. Smith makes a nice catch, makes a nice run, gets the ball out over the 35 to about the 38, but he's going to be well short of the first down, so it'll be punt time for North Mac.
Number 13, Hayden Smith.
They're not in punt formation. This is a bit of a surprise. Fourth down and eight. They're going to go for it over the middle, and it's going to be intercepted right at midfield. Coming in is Hank Rhodes with the interception. So North Mac gambles and throws the INT. Rhodes makes the interception, and now it will be Auburn with a first and 10. It will be actually in the North Mac territory from the North Mac 49-yard line.
It was hard to tell who the intended receiver for had Nick Hogan and Will June both within just a couple of yards from each other, and then Hank just jumped in the middle of that and made the play.
Patrick Bowman, a gambling man, and the gamble didn't pay off here in the first offensive series. Now it's going to be a right up the chute with the run. That was number 15, Parker Thomason. As Thomason does an outstanding job. Last week, Thomason had 20 rushes for 117 yards. Here he picks up about eight. Let's call it second and two from the 41.
Free safety Brandon Hipscher came up, made a nice open field tackle from his free safety position for the Panthers.
Well, one thing about Thomason, there wasn't anything cute about that. He just went straight ahead, north-south. He was heading south on that time. This time he'll get the pitch, and he'll go to the outside, gets inside the 40, down to about the 37. Needed two, picked up four, first and 10 for the Auburn Trojans.
Yeah, you can tell already Parker Thomason is not a kid that necessarily likes to run east and west. He gets the ball, and he gets it up the field quick.
Very efficient runner. Got some good blocking up front there. As that time it was Cole Eddy on the left tackle position, Caleb Brown the left guard, and they opened the hole to that left side. Off the left hash mark now, first and 10. Stewart's going to take it himself, go up the middle. He's going to be stopped by Wyatt Williamson with a minimal gain. We'll call it second and nine as they'll spot the ball at the 36.
That was a great play by Williamson coming from that linebacker position to make that tackle.
Williamson, a 5'10", 200-pound junior, led the team last week with seven tackles, off to a good start here. Now with a double wing formation. Oh, a bit of a timing problem here, and I think they're going to get the Panthers for jumping offside. We shall see.
Auburn sent a guy in motion, and that Nick Hogan, the defensive end here on the right side, just when he saw that motion go, he took off and just anxious to make a play.
Yeah, move the ball down to the 31 and make it a second and four now instead of a second and nine. Yeah, those are the kind of penalties that you don't really like, but it's not the worst thing. It's
no,
an aggressive penalty.
Aggressive, right.
Going to bring up a second and four now for the Trojans. They're going to fake the handoff, got the receiver deep. Oh, the receiver ran into the safety on the play there, and Brandon Hipscher was holding his ground, the intended receiver. I believe that was Hunter Newbold. Ran into him, went to the ground. No penalty, no flag. Brings up a third and three.
Had 6'170" Newbold hitting 6'180" Hipscher, and neither gave ground, and both hit the ground.
Well, what do they say? The defender is entitled to the place on the field where he's standing.
To a space, that's right. He's entitled to a space.
That'll bring up a third and three. They'll go back and give it to Thomason again, and Thomason's going to, well, I'm not sure if he's going to make the first down or not.
Again,
he's
Wyatt
be close.
Williams.
He'll be down inside the 29. Going to be short, yeah.
That was Wyatt Williamson again making that play. I think that's probably a name that we need to get used to tonight.
From the 33, it'll be fourth and one. Quarterback is going to take it. I'll tell you what. The defense was right there, but as the linesman comes over to mark the spot, I'm not sure if he's going to get it or not.
It's going to be close. I think we're probably looking at a measurement here, but we'll see.
7:48 to go, first quarter. And they are going to measure, and from what I see, I don't believe he got it.
I think he's short, too. I'm with you.
Yep.
We'll see how many knots are in the chain.
It looks like the ball is resting more on the 29, and they needed to get to the 28. So I'm going to say he's close to a full yard short. We shall see. Well, maybe.
Maybe.
About that.
Two. Yeah.
And so both teams give the ball up on downs. Well, actually, North Mac gave it up on a fourth down interception. But on downs now, the defense for North Mac holds, And they'll get the ball back, and they'll get it at their own 29-yard line. Good defensive stand there, Dan.
Yeah, absolutely. After giving up the interception, did a great job of holding their ground and getting the ball back. They were going to tear up the middle of the field tonight, Coach.
Right tackle, Cooper Starks, 6'5", 315, only a sophomore. He's still growing. Kirk, under center, in the I formation. He'll go back to the power back as he'll swing it over here to the near side. It's going to be pitched off to Caden Brown. Brown had everybody flowing the other way, and he gets the ball all the way out near midfield. What an outstanding run that time by Caden Brown.
Really was. What do we have on that carry? Kerry, how many yards was that?
I gave him 21.
21
from the 29
yards.
Right to the midfield stripe.
Wow. Great play.
It'll be a Panther first down.
Once he figured it out and looked up the sideline, there was nothing but green grass and white stripes for, you know, the foreseeable future.
The misdirection paid off there. Now they'll go back and give to the tailback, Will June. June is diving his way through and gets the ball down near the 40-yard line. It's going to be awful close to another first down. It will be first down, Panthers. Tell you what, June did a good job there of taking that ball straight ahead. No ifs, ands, or buts. Take a moment, look over the press box on the west side, and notice a beautiful sunset. Mm.
We got a beautiful fall sky on this gorgeous March night.
I was thinking, usually we were talking about the dust from the harvest and so
right.
forth that causes the sunset to be so neat looking, but this one, the rays are coming through the clouds. The sun is right behind the other press box, so we're not looking into it. Doesn't get much better than this. And, of course, the Panthers, they're on the drive. This time, Cade Smith going to get the call. He'll go over the left side, pick up a couple of three tough yards as he'll get the ball down to about the, let's mark it at the 36. We'll give him a gain of four, call it second and six.
Jack of all trades, Timmy Stewart, who plays linebacker for the Trojan defense, made the tackle on that play.
Yeah, usually your quarterback, you'd like to save him and not have him playing defense. But a school this size, hey, if you've got the talent, you've got the opportunity, you'll be in the game.
Well, I'm just an athlete that good.
Kirk in the shotgun. Going to go inside draw as it's going to go off to Will June. And June is going to get down to about the 35. A very good job there by the Trojans of picking that one up. For a gain of maybe about two, let's call it third, and about 5 yards as they'll mark the ball right at the 35.
That inside handoff misdirection, very similar to what we saw a lot last week from the Roxana Shells. That must be kind of a going fad right now, Coach.
All right, here we go. Kirk looking to see what the play will be. Beside him, Cade Smith, a 6-foot, 195-pound senior. North Mac not sure what they want to call. So with 5:51 to go here in the first quarter, we're scoreless. Timeout on the field. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to WSMI.
Roy A. Simmermaker Insurance Agency offers the coverage you need for auto, home, life, recreational vehicles, farm, and commercial. And if you ever need to make a claim, you can count on Roy, your Farmers Insurance agent, and all the folks at the Simmermaker Agency to do things right. For a free quote, call 324-2700 or stop by 303 North Monroe in Litchfield.
UJ's Corner convenience stores of Litchfield and Nokomis have what you want when you want it. Get all your favorite ice-cold beverages, snacks, deli sandwiches, and a whole lot more. So when you're stocking up for the game or remember what you forgot, remember you can get it all at UJ's in Litchfield and Nokomis, open 24 hours a day. Now that's convenience. WSMI FM 106.1.
Mac has won three of the last five. Most times recently, it's been the home team that's won, as the home team has won the last four. The last time a visitor won, North Mac defeated Auburn here 35-28 in an overtime game back in 2015. So these two teams have had a storied rivalry, yes, indeed.
I told you a story before. I talked to a coach from Auburn earlier, and he was a little upset that we were stealing North Mac to the South Central Conference, and because you know, this has been a really fun rivalry for them, and I think these two teams are going to miss that.
And this time the handoff goes to June, and June is going to be tripped up there. Coming up quickly, Hank Rhodes to make the stop all the way back at about the 37. So that's going to be a loss of a couple, and it's going to bring up a fourth and about seven for the Panthers.
Punter?
Big fourth down play here. It's going to be a fake. Kirk's going to keep it himself. Oh, nice lead block there. Looks like he's going to get the first down, but the lead block by Brandon Hipcher is what turned him around on that corner and got him down the sideline inside the 30-yard line to the 29, and it's a first down Panthers.
Cade Smith was out there also, had a nice block on the exterior.
Now he's up under center, is Kirk, and he's going to hand the ball off to the tailback. Oh, looked like he was dead in the water in the backfield, but Will June avoided the first tackler and was able to get to the outside. He'll make a short gain out of it, but that looked like it was going to be a negative run. He turned it into positive yardage.
Got those knees up, got them pumping. Fought off a couple tackles.
They'll mark the ball on the 25. And that's going to bring up a second and about six. Second and six for the Panthers, decked out in their white over white uniforms. Those dark helmets, dark blue and black trim. Nice pass out on the flat, intended for Nick Hogan, who makes a nice catch at the 20-yard line. He's going to be brought down right as he makes the catch. So it's going to be a gain of five, brings up a third and one. I like that one. That receiver goes down and just sets in the opening, waits, and gives himself a good target for the quarterback.
And he's a nice big target at 6'3", 200 pounds. Hogan's a, when he squats and gets wide, it's a big target.
And yet he was brought down as soon as he made the catch. Good defensive play there by the Trojans as well. Going to bring up a third and one, as this time the quarterback is going to keep it. Cade Smith almost jumped from his running back position to help push the quarterback forward. But in any event, Kirk is going to get the first down as they're going to mark the ball down at about the 18-yard line. Needed one, picked up two, first and 10 Panthers. It's been a good sustained drive starting from their own 29 for North Mac. 4:14, clock is running here in the first quarter. We're scoreless, but the Panthers are on the move. Kirk under center, eye back. He'll give it to his tailback, and that's Will June. June finds an opening off that left side, and he makes a run down to almost the 10-yard line. We'll give him a gain of eight, call it second and two. Had some good help there from Andrew Griffin, the big 235-pound sophomore tackle, and also alongside Ethan Kahar, a 200-pound junior, opening a hole on the left side.
Hey, Coach, that puts the Panthers in the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers. Score big with Case IH at Seavers Equipment. Check them out at SeaversEquipment.com.
Hell yeah. Start that clock up at the 3:25 mark. Second down and one. Quick handoff up the middle to Cade Smith. Smith is going right up the chute, and he'll get the ball down inside the 5-yard line. Looks like he's going to be down at about the 4-yard line. So it's going to be a first and goal for North Mac from the Auburn 4-yard line. 3:10 to go here in the first quarter. Very methodical drive. We're going to have a penalty flag here, as I believe we had a lineman who jumped over on the far side. Not a good sign here. Cade Smith, a little hitch in his giddy-up as he comes over to the sideline. He's going to be replaced in the lineup by Wyatt Williamson, 5'10", 200-pound junior.
It's a nice replacement.
Going to be a procedure call. So it's going to be first and goal, but they're going to move it back to about the 9-yard line now. So from the 9, you've got your main running back out. Over here getting tended to. Get a little break. Looks like Trainer's going to check him out. And Williamson, as we said, will be the running back. He'll be the blocking back as the pass is going to be thrown on an interior cut to Brandon Hipcher. He makes the catch, but there's going to be a penalty flag down. What you call, Dan?
I think we had a block in the back. The guy came in from the outside, and I think he had an illegal block. Just got there a second late. Couldn't get his head in front.
So there's two penalties in a row. That's going to back the Panthers up. They were marching right down the field, got all the way down to the 4-yard line. Then the procedure call sends them back to the 9. Now an interference call going to back them up even further.
And I think what happened there, they had two guys coming in. One of them must have made contact with the defender before the ball was thrown. You can't block before the pass is thrown. I think that's probably where the pass interference came up. And that, boy, what a costly penalty.
That takes the ball all the way back to the 24-yard line. So that 15-yard penalty makes it a first and goal from the 24-yard line. Right now, the Panthers have to be wondering, hey, who put this thing in reverse all of a sudden? 20 yards in penalties here in the last two plays.
Right. As I say, my math is they're moving up the – say, my math didn't equate to where they were moving to.
Now they're right. Now they're going inside the 20. They're going to mark it at the 19.
That looks a little better. I say, because that play was from about the 4-yard line.
I didn't realize you were a math scholar.
Well.
You're multi-talented. That's all.
My seventh-grade math teacher would be proud of me.
There you go. So the ball now is placed just inside the 30-yard line, and there's still going to be some discussion. I don't know if they were discussing about where to place the ball or if they're discussing about how great this grass is here tonight. I can't believe, walked out on the field earlier, how strong it is. And guess what? We're going to back it up again. It is going to be a 15-yard penalty from the 9-yard line, which takes it back to the 24. I'm running out of ink.
Boy, I thought that block was around the 4 or 5 yard line.
Well, it looked like that's where they started the marking it off from. But in any event, it's a long ways to go. Kirk is going to roll out, looking for a receiver. Can't find one, so he's going to tiptoe down the sideline, and he's going to be brought down at about the 17-yard line after a gain of about, 6. Going to bring up a second and goal. With the ball now resting on the 18-yard line.
Parker Thomason made contact first, but then Grant Dobson helped to clean it up for the Trojans on that play on defense.
Looking for Hipsher is what he was looking for as he rolled out, but he was covered. Now Kirk's just going to sit back in the pocket. He's going to throw one down into the corner. He's got a receiver down there, and the catch is made. Touchdown, Panthers. Caden Brown, is that down there? He's jumping up and down. He's holding on to that football. And Caden Brown, who last week had 2 touchdowns, 3 receptions for 123 yards, he comes up with an 18-yard touchdown reception, and the Panthers are on the board first. Well, you talk about overcoming adversity. The Panthers definitely did that on that series, didn't they?
Absolutely, and boy, all the credit in the world goes to Cannon Kirk, just hung back in the pocket, delivered a perfect pass because there was good coverage. There was good coverage on the play, and he dropped that ball right over his shoulder for the touchdown.
And now they're going to go for 2 on the extra point, and it's going to be a pass, a reception, and it's good, as coming up with the reception for the Panthers is going to be Will June. So Will June picks up the 2-point conversion, and just like that, the Panthers are on top 8-0 here at the 2:03 mark. We'll take a break and be back after these messages on WSMI. No run back there for Auburn, but the Trojans are going to start on their own 25 following that kickoff. Not a bad strategy there, Dan.
No, it's really not. You're almost guaranteeing no return, and if you can get just one guy to hustle down there and make a pop on that catch, those could easily turn into turnovers.
That Panther drive was 13 plays, 71 yards. They overcame 20 yards in penalties to get the first touchdown of the game. They lead 8-0. And now with 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter, going to be a timeout on the field as they take a break. We'll take a break. You're listening to WSMI. Radio. I'm Gary Boker alongside Dan Newkirk. A very impressive drive for the North Mac Panthers, 13 plays, 71 yards. They took up a lot of time there marching down the field, and that's what you want to do against a prolific offense like Auburn. They will now start with the ball on their own 25-yard line and hand off to Parker Thomason. Thomason's going to get the ball out to about the 20, let's call it the 27, so we'll give him a gain of a couple. And call it second and 8.
You know, Gary, we commented earlier that Cade Smith left the field for the Panthers. He's down here on the sideline with the trainer. He's got one foot that's completely wrapped up, and he looks pretty ginger on it.
Long pass, receiver down there. An outstanding leaping catch. Good coverage there on the play by Caden Brown, but going up and making a leaping catch over on the far side. Who was that? Hayden Smith?
I think Hayden Smith, yes.
Hayden Smith with an outstanding catch there as it gets the ball into North Mac territory down to the 47, first and 10. That's what you call a good pass, a good catch, good defense, just a good play all the way around.
All around, because, again, into good coverage, and he just out-jumped the defender.
Hayden Smith, a 6'1", 170-pound junior. As you said, he's got hops. Coming into the lineup late is Hank Rhodes. They're going to give the ball up the chute. And once again, Parker Thomason, as we said, he had 117 yards last time, and he takes this one down to the 35. So that's going to be a gain of 12, and it'll be a first and 10 for Auburn. From the North Mac, 35.
Caden Brown saved that play because he was heading in for a touchdown.
They'll go up the middle this time, and this time the defense of North Mac is going to be there to bring him down quickly. Big guy in the middle there for North Mac was Brady Castleman, a 6'3", 295-pound senior. No gain on the play. He brings up a second and 10 as the ball still resting well just inside the 35. Well, the Panthers, they just kind of chewed up the yardage a little bit of time going all the way down the field, but Auburn decided they would take a big hunk out of it right on one play. Now inside the 35-yard line, handoff over on the far side. Is that Thomason on the carry? No, that's going to be the quarterback, Timmy Stewart.
Faked the handoff, took it himself.
Well, Stewart had nearly 100 yards in rushing last week, but he's going to be limited to a couple as they'll mark the ball at the 33. We'll give him a gain of 2. That'll bring up a 3rd and 8. That'll bring us to the end of the first quarter. After one quarter play here at Auburn High School, it is North Mac 8, Auburn nothing. Back with the second quarter after these messages on WSMI. Second quarter action about to get underway here. A very productive first quarter for the North Mac Panthers as they had one sustained drive. 13 plays, 71 yards for a touchdown as it was an 18-yard touchdown pass from Cannon Kirk to Caden Brown. Kirk to June for the two-point conversion, and that's where we stand here as we start play in the second half. Auburn with the ball, a 3rd and 8 from the North Mac 33-yard line. Now we got a little meeting here. Wasn't sure the wide receiver knew exactly what he wanted him to do. Out there was Sawyer Smith going to have a pass over the middle, and evidently Sawyer Smith wasn't ready for the hot potato. Hit him in the hands, couldn't hang on to it. Going to bring up a 4th and 8. 4th and 8 from the North Mac 33. As far as the Panthers are concerned, this is a big-time play here. They need to come up with a stop. And it's a big play for Auburn. I believe Auburn, with only 15, 16 seconds played here in the second quarter, they're going to take a timeout. That's how big this play is, Dan. They want to come back and make a score to get back into this ball game, and I don't know what they have in mind, but right now I'm not opposed to having Parker Thomason carry the ball. I'll tell you what, he can get 7 yards, no doubt about that, but we shall see what they'll do coming out of the timeout. From the right hash mark, the Trojans are heading from south to north, or as we look down on the field, from our left to our right. And Thomason is the lone back in the backfield. They're going to drop back. They're going to look down to the wide sideline, and it's going to be a catch and a touchdown. Hunter Newbold off balance as he made the catch, but from 33 yards out, Stewart hooks up with Newbold, and just like that, the Trojans have drawn to within 2. Wow. What a play call there. Newbold did a good job of just running behind that secondary. Just blew him away.
He really did. And then Timmy Stewart just hit him right in stride. Caught the ball, about the 2-yard line, was it?
Yes, and he almost had to stumble in.
And they just fell into the end zone.
Now they will go for two as well. Sturt's going to keep it himself, and I don't believe he's going to make it. Nope, the point after attempt is going to be no good. And so Sturt is stopped, and the score will be 8-6. It'll remain 8-6. When we come back, the Trojan will be kicking off to the Panthers. You're listening to WSMI. Well, the sun is setting here in mid-Illinois. The lights have really taken effect now. The Trojans are going to kick off a good long kickoff down inside the 10. It's going to be taken there by Caden Brown. Brown's going to return it out over the 25, out to about the 30-yard line. So from the 30-yard line now, North Mac, having seen their lead dwindle to 2, they'll take over again.
You know, Gary, I think just the fact that Dave Bates went for 2 on that play speaks to the respect these two teams have for each other and how close the game's going to be, because they've got an outstanding kicker, as we just saw on the kickoff. He was nailing some long ones in the pregame. So
the 1 point would have been automatic.
Would have been automatic.
I think they wanted to draw even.
Right, right. I think he knows in the end this thing's going to be tight.
Okay, now the Panthers in their white uniforms and bring the ball back and hand it off to Will June. June avoids the first tackler, and he gets out over the 35. He's out to about the 37-yard line. Let's give him a gain of 7. An outstanding run there by Will June. Looked like he was going to be stopped at the line of scrimmage, and he just put on a second burst of speed. Gets the ball out to the 37, bringing up 2nd and 3.
Really two fun running backs in this game. Will June for the Panthers here of North Mac, and then Parker Thompson for the home team, Auburn Trojans. Just hard running, straight ahead, very similar style running backs.
And June going to get it again. He's going to have to cut back. He'll get the first down. He'll dance his way out over the 40. He's across the 45, out to the 46. Needed 3, picked up 9. 1st and 10, Panthers. That kid's taking some dancing lessons somewhere.
Yeah, boy, he cut that thing up. Yeah, cut up the field, found a seam. Next thing you know, he's first down plus.
Well, you mentioned about how prolific a runner he is, and, of course, the other running back that we haven't seen recently, Cade Smith, with that injury. We'll see if he gets the ball now. He does, and it looks like he's churning his way up close to midfield. Let's mark him up to about the 48. 2 tough yards there, brings up a 2nd and 8. Good to see that Cade Smith back on the field.
Yeah, it really is. Just a big offensive and defensive factor for these North Mac Panthers. So good to see him back in.
Going to bring up 2nd and 8. June's going to come out here with Nick Hogan, as they'll be 2 wide receivers to the near side. Over to the far side, Caden Brown's over there. Not sure if that's Hipcher over there with him as well. There's only 1 back in the backfield. That'll be Cade Smith. They're going to run a little option to the outside. Oh, nice cutback. Everybody was flowing, and as a result, the backside opened up. But then one guy stayed home, and that one guy was Hank Rhodes. And when Kirk tried to reverse, Hank Rhodes said, "Come to me. I'm going to wrap you up and bring you down for a loss on the play." All the way back to the 43-yard line, going to be a loss of 5 and bring up a 3rd and 13. Key on that play, Hank Rhodes stayed home.
And he was the only one.
Yes.
He was the only one. He doesn't make that tackle. Cannon Kirk has got some considerable yardage up this left sideline on our side.
Coaches will tell you that's one of the most exhilarating plays, an open field tackle, when it's either you or nobody getting the job done there. And now North Mac at the 9:16 mark, coming up with a big third and 13 play. Easy for you to say. They'll take a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to WSMI. Back on the field, ready for a big third down play. 3rd and 13 coming up. Well, they're going to call it 12. That's all right. Let's do that. Ball resting on the 43-yard line. Panthers with the first score of the game. Then the Trojans came back and answered that. Panthers with a 2-point conversion. They have the lead by those 2 points now. Kirk looking down the sideline. Outstanding catch. Outstanding catch. Brandon Hipcher ran that corner pattern as he came to the sideline It was the end in NFL, tiptoe to the sideline as he had two quick steps, got out of bounds all the way down on the 34. Going to be a gain there of 16 and 7, 23 yards. When they needed 13, a huge, huge first down for the Panthers. Now a high snap. Kirk is able to keep it. He turns the corner on the right side. He gets upfield, and he's going to get close to a first down. I think he's going to have a first down, as it looks like he's going to be down inside the 23. We've got an injured Trojan on the play. Let's see if they do. Yep, they're moving the chains. So we'll be a timeout on the field with 9:02 to go here in the first half. The Panthers have come up with yet another first down. They'll mark the ball down at the 23-yard line. It'll be a first and 10 for the Panthers as they are on the move once again. They lead in this one 8-6. Timeout for an injury. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to WSMI. Dan Newkirk and Gary Boker, we have seen some exciting plays already in this game, but Dan, that one had to be one of the best.
Yeah, it really did. Cannon Kirk was over here scrambling around just trying to buy himself some time when Brandon Hampshire came from all the way on the far right side of the field, came all the way across the field to make that play on the near sideline. So just when you look at the hustle play and just that one guy getting himself in position, you know, the quarterbacks love those guys.
Waving his hand high over his head. Here I come. Just throw it here. I'll take care of it. And it was a perfect pass just inside the sideline. Gave him the opportunity to make the catch. And then, as we said, a couple of tiptoe moves, and he made an outstanding move to stay inbounds long enough to make the reception, get the first down. And, of course, for the Panthers, who came up with an outstanding drive to take an 8-0 lead in the first quarter at the 2:03 mark, then to come back and see Auburn return the favor on the very next drive as they drove 75 yards in 7 plays. Timmy Stewart hooks up with Hunter Newbold for 33 yards on that touchdown. The extra point, as you were saying, Auburn has a great kicker. They decided to go for two. They didn't get it, and so the narrowest of margins, a 2-point lead for North Mac at this juncture. Can't ask for much more in high school football than this.
No, you really can't. And two teams just slugging it out and having a great time out there playing football. We've seen a little bit of everything. Fantastic blocking. While we've got the North Mac offense on the field, you know, you want to talk about an offensive line. We've got Andrew Griffin, sophomore, 6'2", 235. Ethan Kuar, junior, 6'2", 200. Lucas Taylor, senior, 6'2", 215. Eric Kirby, senior, 6'2", 255. And the big man on the right side, Mr. Cooper Starks, only a sophomore at 6'5", 315. Yes, I said 315.
Well, he's the big man on campus, but I want to talk about the little guy. Ethan Kuar, he is only 200 pounds, but with that 200 pounds, he's playing that guard position to where he has to lead out, go get a linebacker, or sometimes he'll pull and lead the play around in. He's showing some agility from that offensive line position. That's what you like out of your guards. You want them to be strong, but you want them to be quick as well.
Not to slight the guys on the other side. How about that offensive line for the Trojans? You got Cole Eddy, sophomore, 6'2", 230. Caleb Brown, a junior, 5'10", 230. Ben Warwick at center, only a sophomore, 6'1", 280. Tyler Lancaster, senior, 5'10", 240. And Brendan Papulio, junior, 6'3", 260. And, yeah, only one senior on that offensive line for the Trojans. So they're looking at a nice core of offensive linemen coming back for next season.
Yeah, and two of those guys are sophomores, and Edie and Warwick. And as you said, good size there up front. It goes 230, 230, 240, 260, 280. And I'll tell you what, those guys are big men, but they're also strong men. You can tell they've been hitting the weights.
Yeah, both teams are really getting off the ball well. Some of these guys, along with some guys come off the sideline playing defensive line for both teams. It's just, there's some really great, fantastic, explosive receivers and running backs in this game. But these offensive and defensive lines are really putting on a show as well.
Of course, these two teams playing in the Sangamo Conference. North Mac last year finished 5-5, fifth in the conference. Auburn last year was 8-4, and they were fourth in the conference in 2019. A team from Williamsville, who we will get to see next week.
I think I've heard of them.
They had an outstanding year last year, winning the Sangamo 9-0. When I say last year, that was 2019. They went 14-0 on the year as they won the 3A state, beating Byron 46-42. That was up at DeKalb. They had the opportunity to go up there. It's an outstanding place to watch football, but you have to park about 300 acres away. However, they did have shuttle buses, thank goodness, because the old man would have missed 3.5 games if he'd had to walk that.
Well, and I've not had a chance to go up to DeKalb for the games yet. The U of I over Champaign always put on a great show and
right.
took great care of the high school coaches when they were there, had a hospitality room and stuff. So, but that's a great atmosphere, and have a local team from the Springfield area get that far and win a championship. It's very exciting for not just Sagamon Conference, but just all this area high school football.
Basically, my grandson and I, as we settled in, we had already made up our mind. We were rooting for the team that was further south. In each playoff game, whoever was further south, that was our team. We want to look ahead and see what we've got coming up in the weeks or the days to come, Dan.
So tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, on Spotlight on Sports, starts at 7:30 on WSMI 106.1. Check it out to hear all the local scores. WSMI Sports Saturday show starts at 9:03, also on FM 106.1. And we got Cardinal baseball tomorrow. Cardinals are taking on the Marlins. It's a 4:55 first pitch on AM 1540, FM 106.9, and 92.9, all WSMI affiliates. Next Friday, you know, our matchups, we're looking at the live show being Carlinville at Hillsboro, 6:45 pregame show with a 7 o'clock kickoff. That'll be on WSMI 106.1. Also, you can catch the game on WSMIRadio.com. And then the delayed game, Gary and I will have the Williamsville at North Mac game broadcast beginning at 9 o'clock on WSMI FM 106.1, also on the radio, on the Internet at WSMIRadio.com. But you can find all our latest sports broadcast schedules. Check everything out at WSMIRadio.com.
Well, this young man, an Auburn player, has been down and has been basically motionless. We can't report any more than that, other than we've just seen that they're bringing a backboard out to transport him. So as they take care of him, we'll take care of some businesses. We'll take a break. You're listening to WSMI. Pena and Carlinville in the book is game one, and now we'll return to action following the injury timeout. And who was the injured player there?
Injured player was a defensive lineman for Auburn, Tyler Lancaster, a 5'10", 240-pound senior, was on the field for a little while. They got him on a backboard, got him on the stretcher, and got him off. So all of our hopes and prayers are with the whole Lancaster family as they go through this tough time.
Amen to that. Amen to that. At 9:02, we'll resume action. 8-6 is the North Mac lead. They'll have the ball at the 23-yard line of Auburn. It'll be a first and 10 for the Panthers as we're getting everything set. A couple of the players jumping up, pulling those knees up, getting a little bit stretched out. As you mentioned when we went to the break, that is kind of a nippy little evening now. When the sun sets, it's like you're out in the desert. What was rather a warm day comes out and starts to get rather cool.
Well, it is March. It is March, and yeah, it's a...
Glad Mama told me to bring layers. I can just put them back on one at a time.
Once that sun set, it got a little chilly.
All right, so Cannon Kirk's going to go up under center in the I formation with two wide receivers over here to the left. Instead, he's going to hand off to Will June. June's going to spin away from the first tackler. He's going to step over the second tackler. He's going to drive forward, get some help from his offensive line, and get all the way down to the 20-yard line. It's going to be a 3-yard gain of what looked like it was going to be a run for nothing, but good job there by Will June of just simply not giving up on it.
June's turned a couple of those minus yards, line of scrimmage yards into positive gains just on sheer willpower. Keeps his legs driving, keeps just a powerful young man, and he's turned some zero and nothings into pretty good plays.
So that will bring up a 2nd and 7. Ball over on the right hash mark, right at the 20-yard line. Kirk's going to roll out. He's got a receiver deep. He overthrows Nick Hogan in the corner of the end zone, and there was a situation, a very difficult pass rolling out left, trying to square your shoulders, throw with your right hand, comes up incomplete, going to bring up a 3rd and 7 from the Auburn 20.
Nick Hogan, big at 6'3", 200, a nice target, and he had got behind the Auburn defenders. So if Kirk could have just laid that ball in there, that would have definitely been six for the Panthers.
And that's one of those I'm thinking, you know, the play is designed to be a rollout, but if he had gone straight drop back where he could have squared his shoulders, got up on that front foot, we might have 6 points there. Now, third and seven, trips to the left, one wide receiver to the right, one back in the backfield. Kirk's going to take it himself. He's going to avoid the first tackler. He maintains his balance and gets down to the 10-yard line, but there's going to be a penalty marker thrown on the play. Flag on the play over at the 15-yard line on the far side. What an outstanding run, though, by Cannon Kirk there.
Made a heck of a Timmy Stewart, quarterback for the Auburn Trojans, playing linebacker, came up, came real low, and Cannon Kirk did a great job of sidestepping that tackle.
Illegal use of the hands.
Ooh.
Have we seen this before where the North Mac Panthers get down close to the goal line and then all of a sudden the penalty bug bites them?
Then they back them up a little bit. It's
all the way back to the 25-yard line. Going to bring up a third and 11. So the holding penalty took place downfield. So it ends up being just like a 5-yard penalty. But, oh, what might have been is Kirk with an outstanding run there. But as they say, let that water run under the bridge. Try it again. Trips out here to the left again. Wide receiver to the right, again. One back in the backfield with Kirk, again. This time, little play fake over the middle. Outstanding reception there. Coming across the middle with that post pattern is number 17, Caden Brown, the 5'10", 155-pound sophomore. He didn't look like a sophomore on that play, Dan.
No, he did not. And that's going to take us inside the Seavers Equipment Red Zone. Sponsored by Seavers Equipment. Score big with Kubota in Auburn and Jerseyville. Check it all out at SeaversEquipment.com.
That's going to bring up a first and goal for the Panthers from the 8-yard line. They'll set those wide receivers. Oh, snap goes over Kirk's head, and he has to dive on it at the 20-yard line. Again, another mental mistake, and you got to fault your center on that play. But you know the center is worried about making a good block. What he has to worry about first is making a good snap.
Sure, and that's tough when you're in that shotgun over and over and over again and have a nice strong physical defensive line for the Auburn Trojans across from you. It's tough.
So now the ball placed back at the 20-yard line. It'll be a second and goal from the 20 as Kirk still has in the backfield beside him Cade Smith. All the rest of the receivers are out. Three of them wide to the left, one to the right. Man in motion, left to right. Kirk drops back, looks over the middle, went to throw. He lost control of the ball, but the ball was going forward. I thought, yes, it's going to be an incomplete pass. One of the linemen very adaptly got on top of that ball, but it'll be an incomplete pass and bring up a third and goal.
Third and long again. This is feeling very similar to that same situation we had to the right of us. The Panthers getting down inside the 20, but then backing themselves up with a penalty. And they got themselves in another tough spot here.
Third and goal. So they've got two opportunities here to get the ball in from the 20-yard line. They'll go with that same set again as they'll have Cade Smith in the backfield with Kirk. They've got three wide receivers to this side. Hipshire's over there by himself. They'll swing it out here to June. June tries to turn the corner. He's going to be brought down right about at the line of scrimmage. Good pursuit there by the Auburn Trojans. Parker Thomason, one of the first ones coming up there quickly, as well as Rhodes in on the tackle, and Timmy Smith, fourth down and fourth and goal for the Panthers. Scoreboard reads 8-6 visitors with the lead. That would be the North Mac Panthers with an 8-6 lead here at halftime. And, Dan, we watched as both teams went into the locker room. One player from Auburn stayed out on the field, and what was he doing?
He was doing some kicking. He did quite a bit of kicking. And what is this young man's name? His name is Spencer Rikus. Yes, Spencer Rikus from Auburn. Their kicker stayed out here and kicked several very long, very good kicks where I think probably going to be a factor in this game before it's all said and done.
Well, you mentioned there at the end of the second quarter what you thought Auburn's strategy was there in the final 30 seconds involving him.
Yeah, you know, Coach Bates, I think, was trying to get him in enough position, probably run the 30-yard line would be probably the outside. Try to get him down there, give him a shot at a three-point field goal. Maybe still kicking himself a little bit for not letting him kick the extra point earlier. But I think Spencer was trying to get in position to make that kick. So he stayed out here and he stayed warm. He'll be ready to go in the second half.
Well, and it's always important as far as a coach goes to know, you know, in my hip pocket, I've got that kicker just in case the game's on the line. That's an advantage that maybe we have that maybe you don't have.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a golden weapon to have over in the South Central Conference. You know, we've had some really good kickers. Hillsborough had some. Carlinville had some. And it does. It really changes your strategy and changes your game planning. And, you know, you don't have to necessarily score those big touchdowns if you just get that kid in position, put three on the board.
And, of course, the other thing you have to do, you have to make sure that your athletic director doesn't schedule a soccer match on Friday night when you have a football game. And, of course, in the case of Dave Bates, he's not only the football coach, he is the athletic director, so he can make sure he never has that conflict.
Yeah, he's in total control of that schedule. And we talked about it at halftime and guessed probably pretty accurately that Spencer is also a member of the soccer team over here in Auburn. He's just the way he approaches the ball, the way he kicks the ball, it just has that feel to it. And, boy, can he boom the ball.
Well, we're going to get to see him in action right here as he will be kicking off. Starting the third quarter, the Auburn Trojans will be kicking off from the north end to the south end. The flags over there on the far side, they're blowing, and the wind looks like it's coming out of the southeast. So that would be such that in the fourth quarter, Auburn would have the wind at their back. But nonetheless, North Mac going to get the ball first here to start things off in the third quarter. I say that assuming that it'll be a legitimate kick fielded by the receiving team. We shall see, as we've seen stranger things happen with onside kicks and thus. But this young kicker, bit of a pooch kick. He puts that right into the dead spot where there was nobody. But a good pickup there by North Mac. And is that Caden Brown, the return man, as he gets that one out to the 40-yard line? And you talk about a young man going too sweet with that ball. Picked it up like a shortstop on a run, didn't he?
Yeah, really did, and just made a great play. There, earlier in the game, I was really fearful that Caden Smith was going to – he seems to have a foot or injury or ankle injury of some kind. But whatever the magic potion that the trainer used on that ankle, he has been – he's come back and played, and the limp is gone, and – I think things have numbed up, and he's rolling.
I may see if I can get a bottle of that to take home. All right, we're going to go up the middle with the first game to Will June. June gets to the outside. Oh, he eludes one, two, three tacklers, one more. One guy to beat him, gets hold of the jersey and pulls him out of bounds at the 36-yard line of Auburn. An outstanding run there. I'll tell you what. I'm still going to say that guy is in the. He's got to be a graduate of the Fred Astaire Academy. I've never seen such footwork.
How about the straight arms and just the slap bys that he did on the way by? There was a lot going on there by Will June as he's dancing down the field. He's slapping guys out of the way. Boy, quite an impressive run.
You can put music to that dance, I guarantee it. Outstanding run there as he picked up. What was it, 24 yards on the run? And now they're going to give the ball this time to Cade Smith, and Smith's going to take the ball down to the 30 as he was churning those legs, getting some good yardage out of that. Picks up about six, going to bring up a second and four. Nice run up the chute there. It'll be from the Auburn 30 as North Mac comes out showing a good attack here with their first possession. Move the ball from their own 40 to the Auburn 30 on just a couple of plays. Now to June. June up the middle. He's dancing his way down to about the 20-yard line. It's going to be a first and 10 Panthers.
And credit the offensive line of the Panthers on that play. There was just a wide open gap in the middle of the field, really well blocked by that North Pack front five.
June marching the Panthers here in March. Down the field they go to the 20-yard line. It'll be another first and 10 for North Mac. Cade Smith beside the quarterback, who will keep the ball himself, and he'll turn to the outside. He'll spin and take the ball down to about the 20. No, that's the 10-yard line. As he's going to get close to a first down, they're going to mark him right at the 10, just short. Call it second and one. I guarantee you one thing, these North Mac Panthers, they are knock, knock, knocking on the door.
And that's going to take us inside the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers. Mow like a pro with Xmark. Score big at Seavers. Check them out at SeaversEquipment.com.
Auburn with Jackson Kern in there. They're going to give the ball off. And right up the middle, Cade Smith. He covered that up like the fullback. Cade Smith rushes it in from 10 yards out. Cade Smith, touchdown, Panthers.
Wow, what an impressive drive down the field by these North Mac Panthers. Really fueled by just the running attack, mostly straight up the middle with Cade Smith and Will June. Credit the offensive line for the Panthers, though. Up front we've got, again, at center, Lucas Taylor. Left guard, Ethan Coor. Left tackle, Andrew Griffin. Right guard, Eric Kirby. And the big right tackle, Cooper Starks, opening up those big holes.
Stricker with the point after is up. It's high, it's long, and it's good. And so the Panthers come out, and they choreographed an outstanding drive starting from their own 40-yard line. They go 60 yards, do so in five plays, and it's Cade Smith with the touchdown, and the point after now makes it 15-6 in favor of North Mac. Back with the Panthers kickoff after these messages on WSMI. WSMI is the place to be for Friday night football. The kickoff is hauled in by Hunter Newbold, and he'll bring the ball out over the 25 to about the 26-yard line. Now trailing 15-6, the Auburn Trojans will bring their offense out on the field for the first time here in the third quarter as North Mac, a five-play 60-yard drive culminated with Cade Smith taking it in from 10 yards out. Stricker's point after makes it 15-6. Panthers going to be a draw play here by Timmy Stewart, and Stewart is going to be brought down. Nice stop there as the big guy, Brady Castleman, 6'3", 293 senior, grabs him by the ankles and brings him down for a short gain. Let's make it second and eight.
That same play we started the game with for the Auburn Trojans. There's no doubt that this offense is going to run through Timmy Stewart, whether it be throwing the ball, running the ball. Everything sets up off his athleticism.
Well, this offense is going to have to run through Brady Castleman because he's doing an outstanding job plugging things up in the middle. And as I say that, guess who brings him down again? However, flag on the field.
We got a couple flags coming in. That's got a face mask written all over it.
Well, I don't believe it was Castleman who had the face mask, but he looked like he had him down low.
Yeah, he was low and wrapped up. It wasn't Castleman.
It will be a face mask penalty against the Panthers. Just a 5-yard variety. So that's going to take it out to the 37. It's going to be a first down and going to come up short. Looks like it's going to come up short. Going to bring it a third and one, we'll call it, from the 37. Man in motion. He's kind of turned upfield, but he got away with it. Now the pass going to be brought out here to Hayden Newbold. Newbold makes the catch, but coming up quickly on the coverage there was Cade Etter. And Etter did a good job as the sophomore wrapped him up for little gain after the catch, but it's enough for a Trojan first down.
That was just really just given what the defense was backed off. Newbold planted his foot, knew where the first down marker was, and Stewart put it right on his number.
I thought the motion man may have turned upfield a little bit quickly.
There's been a couple times I thought that, and they're kind of getting away with that, I think.
Well, I was worried about maybe it was just my slow eyes. I didn't see it right. Now the Trojans this time will pass it to Nathan Barth, and Barth is going to get out to about the 46-yard line as he'll make a gain of about 3, and we'll break a second and a long 7 for the Trojans. Hayden Smith will be the wide receiver over this side. He'll have Hunter Newbold joining him out here, and Nathan Barth. So there's trips out here. There's two wide receivers to the far side. There's wide receivers all over the place. Quarterback all by his lonesome, ooh, and he'll overthrow the intended receiver, Nathan Barth. Barth had gotten in between the cornerback and the safety, but the ball was overthrown, bringing up a third and seven.
He did. He had a little bit of open grass there. If Stewart just could have threaded that needle and get that ball in there, he had an open receiver.
Well, your safety's back there. They had two of them, I believe, that time. But it was kind of difficult that there's just one. Which side are you going to go to when you got wide outs left and right? Which side do you favor? This time, Hayden Smith will be the wide receiver over here. There will be a man in motion and a slot. It looks like the right guard over there jumped. And that's going to bring up a third and 12, as that'll move the ball back to the 41. Big play here for the Panthers as they picked up a touchdown on their first possession. But last time they scored a touchdown, Auburn came right back and responded with one of their own. Now the trips are going to come over here to the near side. Newbold's over here, Barth's over here, and Smith's over here. One back in the backfield to protect the quarterback. Now he'll go out in the slot, go in motion. Now getting plenty of time for the pass over the middle. Oh, what a catch. I can't believe he held on to that. You talk about getting smacked just as he made the catch. That was Newbold? No. That was Barth that made that catch, wasn't it?
I thought it was Newbold.
It was Newbold.
I thought it was
Newbold.
It was Newbold. And, boy, he got sandwiched in there. But
I thought for sure the ball was going to be jarred loose there, but he hung on to it, as you said. And now down at the North Mac 30, it's first and 10. Good defense there. They had him played perfectly, but the pass was thrown perfectly. First and 10 Trojans. Backfield is empty. Quarterback's going to run a draw. He's going to be wrapped up and brought down from behind. I believe that was Nick Hogan who came up on the stop there. And going to be a second and 5 as they'll get him down to the 25-yard line. And as we were saying last time, once the Panthers scored a touchdown, the Trojans came right back with one of their own. They'll have two receivers wide left, two wide right. They'll send man in motion will be Smith. Quarterback fumbled the ball as he went to the ground, but he was able to cover it up at the 25-yard line. So no gain on that play. Going to bring up a third and 5.
Whether it's standing in the pocket and delivering these great passes or running the ball up the middle, boy, Timmy Stewart has just got some metal. He stands in there to the very last second, delivers the passes, and when he decides to, you know, whether it's the called plays or he decides to take off running, boy, he runs up in there tough.
Now, 6 foot, 180 pounds, and I would venture to say there's not a whole lot of body fat on that structure. A very solid running back quarterback. Throws the ball well, runs the ball well, plays some defense also. Now he's going to roll out. He's got a receiver over here. Throws out in the flat. The catch is made there by Hayden Smith. Smith will turn the corner, and he'll get inside the 20. He'll get down to about the 12-yard line, it looks like, as he's going to pick up 13, and it'll be a first and 10 for Auburn from the 12-yard line.
And that's going to take us inside the Seavers Equipment Red Zone. Score big with JCB at Seavers Equipment. Check it all out at SeaversEquipment.com.
The entire offense basically is standing over there by the hash marks watching what the coach says for the play. Clock running down. We're approaching the halfway mark of quarter number 3. 15-6 is the North Mac lead, but for how long, we shall see. Auburn, under center is Stewart. He's going to go back. He's looking for a receiver. He'll throw into the corner of the end zone. Incomplete. Over there with some outstanding defense for the Panthers was Cade Etter. How many times has that sophomore come up big on the defensive side?
Just huge. And both those kids making great athletic plays. The Auburn receiver making an adjustment to come back, make sure Etter can't intercept the pass. But Cade was just in perfect position for the coverage. Great high school football play on a pass.
Exactly what you want to see from your quarter. When he's stranded out there all by himself, he comes up with a big play. Well, this will be another big play. Second down and 10 from the 12. They'll hand the ball straight up the middle, as that time Thomason got the call, and he's wrapped up there. Looks like big 44, Wyatt Williamson, 5'10", 200-pound junior, and he came up with a big tackle there. Wrapped him up right in his tracks. Brings him down at the 12, going to bring up 3rd and 10. Got to like that kind of play.
Oh, I just like that player. I don't care what kind of play he's making. Boy, I like Wyatt. He comes forward. He plays hard, plays low.
Wraps you up and puts you down.
Just what a high school linebacker ought to do.
To the air goes the Trojans. They're going to make the pass. It's going to come up short as Wyatt Williamson. Heard that name once or twice or three times?
Once or twice.
He does it again.
How many Wyatt Williamsons are on the field? That kid's making plays everywhere.
What's that one cartoon they used to say? He's everywhere. He's everywhere. Now that's going to bring up a 4th down and still about 9. And it looks like the Trojans are going to attempt a field goal as they're going to bring Spencer Rikus into the game. The ball's going to be placed just inside the 20-yard line. As Hank Rhodes is the holder. The snap. Oh, comes late, and the defense jumps offside. That's going to move the ball down to about the 6.
Yeah, a lot of finger pointing going on both ways.
Well, yeah, I don't think there's any doubt who's going to go against.
I didn't think Auburn moved, but.
No. So that moves the ball to the 6th, makes it 4th and about 4.
Ooh.
So now will they try it again? It would appear, although it could be a fake, they've got Thomason, over there on the one wing. He could be going into that flat. But better be careful for that. Hold your ground, Panthers. Hold your ground. The snap is back. The ball is down. The kick is up. It's high. It's long. And it's good. Rikus with the field goal. The announcer says Rikus. Rikus, Rikus, whatever you want. Give him 3 points as he gets the field goal. And he'll kick it from the, what was that, about the 18-yard line he kicked?
Yeah, from the 18-yard line. But, boy, he had plenty of room.
Thank goodness it didn't go out on the highway. Somebody could have got hurt. In any event, Rikus' field goal puts the Trojans on the board with an 18-yard field goal. You know, that's the bad point as far as the Panthers are concerned, that they came down and scored. But the good point is they held them to 3.
You know, I almost wondered if Coach Bates wouldn't, with the penalty from the 4-yard line, if he wouldn't change his mind. But, boy, when you can put 3 points on the board with almost guaranteed precision,
yes,
it's hard to pass up.
Yes. No, I agree with that call, plus the fact that now it makes it 15-9. So now you score another touchdown and let him kick it again, and you get the win.
I like the strategy.
It was another 13-play drive. That's our second one of the night. Each team has had a 13-play drive. This one was good for 74 yards. Rikus with the 18-yard field goal gets the points on the board, makes it 15-9. North Mac still has the lead. And we'll see. Last time Rikus kicked it off and he tried to find the soft spot in front of the deep men and behind the second line of defense, or should we say receivers, as he'll kick it off from the left hash mark. And this time he'll send it high and deep. It's end over end, comes down on the 14-yard line. And there it will be June coming up with it. He'll take it out to about the 30-yard line, and that's where North Mac will start on offense. From their own 30-yard line, with 3:59 to go here in the third quarter. 15-9, it's a 6-point lead for the North Mac Panthers.
Caden Brown, one of the receivers for the Panthers, hobbled off the field after that kickoff return, and now the trainer and a player are working on, looks like, both his calves, so I think it's just a cramp. So that's good news.
This is the kind of weather, dampness in the ground, cold in the air. These things often happen. They'll give the ball off to June. Whoa, he'll change directions as the opening to the outside over on the left side closed down, so he simply cut back to the inside and ends up picking up about 9 yards on the play. Once again, June with another outstanding run.
That's some really physical play out. I was kind of watching the receiver and the cornerbacks getting tangled up, and we got some very talented receivers on this North MAC team, but
Cade Etter.
When the ball's not coming to them, they're out there blocking hard.
Yes.
That's refreshing to see.
Etter was in on that one, and I think the defender may have taken a little offense to that. That's part of the game.
Part of the game, yeah.
You play until the whistle blows. This time, Cade Smith, right through the chute. He's going off to the races. He's finally brought down from behind, but not until he gets the ball all the way down to the Auburn 34-yard line. Let's mark it to 33. Let's call it first and 10. That'll be 17 and 11. We'll give him 28 yards on that one, Dan.
Just explosive right up the middle. That big line opened up a gigantic hole again. And Cade Smith was off to the races.
Tell you what, you talk about running north-south. There was no veer left, no veer right. He was just straight ahead, found an opening, and ran to the daylight straight down the chute. This time it's June going to try the same thing. He's going to be brought down with a short gain as he'll get the ball down inside the 35, down to about the 30. Well, it's going to mark it about the 32, 33. We'll give him a couple anyway. Let's call it second and 8.
You know, Coach, I was thinking at the kickoff that this is a big series for both these teams as the third quarter winds down. If Auburn can make a stop, get the ball back, they can kind of keep that momentum after the field goal. But North Mac can open this thing up, and it seems like North Mac came out with a purpose here, and they're driving.
You've got to respond whenever the opposing team scores, and that's what North Mac is trying to do right here. It'll be a toss sweep to the power back, Caden Brown, and Brown is going to be wrapped up and brought down. And as he's brought down, one of the Trojans goes down, and he's slow getting up. That's Grant Dobson, the 6'3", 210-pound freshman. Spot the ball at the 35, so going to be a loss of a couple there, and that's going to bring up a third and 10 for North Mac. We're down to 100 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 15-9 is the North Mac lead. As the play clock is down to 14 seconds and counting, and the bell is tolling. Do not ask for whom the bell tolls. I read that somewhere.
I think someone wrote that down at some point.
It's been a long time ago. Anyway, here we come with a big play, a penalty flag thrown way back in the secondary. What is the penalty going to be? Going to mark it off. It's going to be a delay of game.
Delay
of
game. Well, I...
Well, I don't know where...
That seemed kind of quick. I
don't see a play clock down here.
Far corner on the just left of the scoreboard.
Okay,
it's over there.
There it is. Okay. That's going to back it up 5, back to the 40-yard line, so that's going to bring up a 3rd and 15. It seems like the Panthers have had some very inopportune penalties called here this evening. That delay of game backs them up to the 40, going to bring up a 3rd and 15. Kirk going to try to run out of danger. Now he's just going to let it loose. What a catch!
Goodness.
What a catch! As that time, was that Cade Etter?
He's getting lots of hugs. It's hard to tell.
No. That, I believe that was Cade Smith, wasn't it? Why
it
can't
is.
I see it? No, that was Jake Ferguson. No wonder he's getting hugs. The 5'9", 150-pound junior, first time we've called his name tonight, but it's a huge first and 10 for the Panthers as the ball was a third and 15, and they were able to get the first down out of it. Now the handoff is to Cade Smith, and Smith's going to get just a yard out of it as he'll get down to about the 19.
At the 19-yard line, that's going to take us inside the Seavers Equipment Red Zone. Seavers Equipment, mow like a pro with Hustler. Score big at Sievers. Check all their products out at SieversEquipment.com.
With 8 seconds left on the third quarter clock, I believe that the Panthers have decided they're going to let the third quarter clock run out. We will go to the fourth quarter, and it will be North Mac 15, Auburn 9. Fourth quarter action coming your way after these messages on WSMI. What can you say about Jake Ferguson?
Well, Jake Ferguson, all 5'9 and 152 pounds of him, was just, you know, the cliche of being in the right place at the right time is probably overused as much as any other, but it fits perfectly. Jake set himself up right there in the sidelines. Kirk Cannon, with someone dragging on his back, just launched the ball down the sideline right into Ferguson's hands. So
it was a desperation throw, but it goes down on the stats as a completed pass.
And I'm looking down. Mr. Ferguson standing right down here on the end of the sideline, rubbing the hands, saying, Dad, you see that catch I had?
He's probably hurting. He's gotten slapped on the back so many times. All of his teammates were so excited for him. And, you know, that's what high school football is all about.
Sure it is.
They'll be talking about that Ferguson kid.
Makes a great play.
Made the catch that was necessary to keep the drive alive. Now 12 minutes on the clock. Fourth quarter action begins with Cannon Kirk under center. In the I formation, he'll have two backs. He'll go to his tailback, Will June. June's going to be wrapped up for little gain at all there. He's going to be brought down right about at the 19. Going to be third, and still about nine to go.
That's a rare thing when we call Will June's number for no gain or loss on the play, and credit the defense on that, because that doesn't happen very often. Yeah. Mr. June gets up the field awful quick.
6-point lead for the Panthers, and Dan, you just have the feeling they need points on this drive.
Yeah, home field, Auburn at home. You know, this touchdown makes their job pretty tough.
And Kevin Bowman wants to make sure he and his team are on the same page with what they call this time. They'll take a timeout. 11:18 to go here in the fourth quarter. 15-9 is the North Mac lead. They have the ball inside the red zone. They're knock, knock, knocking on the door with a 3rd and 9 when we come back on WSMI.
Well, Gary, we had a long pass from Timmy Stewart that went incomplete, and then Auburn, in a concession, made the decision to punt the ball out of their own end zone, giving the ball to North Mac at the Auburn 46-yard line.
23-9 is the North Mac lead. We've just hit the two-minute mark. There has been a penalty flag thrown on the play, as it was 1st and 10 North Mac from the Auburn 41-yard line. They'll call an illegal substitution on Blue. Okay? I don't know whether they had too many guys in the lineup at one time or what, but it moves the ball down to the 36-yard line. It'll be a 1st and 5 after they assess the penalty. The clock will set at 1:59, and it will start as Cade Smith gets the carry, as he'll take the ball down to the 35-yard line. We'll give him a gain of 1, call it 2nd, and still about 4. As right now, 100 seconds left and a 2nd down for the Panthers. And I think with the score being 23-9, we're going to take our time. 20 seconds still on the play clock. So North Mac can milk some more time off this clock if they want. They go up under center with still 12 seconds to go. Now he'll take the snap and give the ball off to Will June. June's going to dance inside the 30 down to about the 25-yard line, and it'll be a 1st and 10 for the Panthers, and that should just about do it, Dan.
Yeah, that 15 run by Will June, really fitting as he's really set the tone of the game for the running attack. That's going to put him at 126 yards on the game on 18 carries. Quarterback Cannon Kirk, 9 of 13 passing, a touchdown and an interception for 126 yards. Receiving-wise, really balanced attack, 43 yards for Hipshire, 35 yards for Brown, 27 yards for the great catch by Ferguson. On the Auburn side, Mixed running attack with 40 yards rushing by Timmy Stewart, 40 yards passing by Parker Thomason. Stewart passed the ball, 9 of 21, 140 yards. He had a touchdown and an interception. And the leading receiver, Hunter Newbold, 5 catches for 90 yards.
Well, statistically, it was rather evenly played, and the scoreboard is not going to really indicate how evenly the game was played, as North Mac is going to get a 23-9 victory here this evening. Things opened up in the first quarter with North Mac on a 13-play, 71-yard drive as Cannon Kirk hooked up with Caden Brown for an 18-yard touchdown pass. Two-point conversion, Kirk to June, made it 8-0. However, Auburn came right back at the start of the second quarter. A 7-play, 75-yard drive culminated with Timmy Smith hooking up with Hunter Newbold for a 33-yard touchdown pass. The run attempt for extra point was no good. At that time, it was 8-6 in favor of North Mac. That's the way we stood at halftime. In the third quarter, North Mac came out with the first possession, a 5-play, 60-yard drive. Cade Smith with a 10-yard touchdown run. And Stricker with a point after attempt made it 15-6. Auburn came back as their drive stalled. Rikus with an 18-yard field goal made it 15-9. That's the way the third quarter ended. In the fourth quarter, Cannon Kirk with a 5-yard touchdown run and Kirk to Cade Etter for the two-point conversion gave us our final score of 23-9 as the Panthers take a very hard-fought victory back home to Macoupin County tonight. Final thoughts, Dan?
Well, just a really well-played game. Two very strong rivals, well-coached on both sidelines. Well played by both sidelines. The line play on the night just cannot be said enough about the offensive and defensive lines for both teams. Just a great high school football. One of the reasons why we're glad IHSA made the decision to get these games in this spring.
My father-in-law, rest his soul, used to say when we were having a good time, it doesn't get any better than this. And I think that's what we can say tonight. Well, that's Dan Newkirk. I'm Gary Boker. We want to take this opportunity to thank the fine folks here at Auburn High School for their hospitality. Thanks, of course, to all of our sponsors, without whom we would not be able to bring you these high school football games. Special thanks goes back to the studio to Jen Graham for producing tonight's doubleheader here on WSMI. And, of course, thank you to you fans for listening in. One final time from Auburn High School, our final score is North Mac 23, Auburn 9. Gary Boker saying so long from the gridiron.